You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And the time capsule nature of things, I had to put some stuff in a little box when I finished high school.
Okay.
And then got put into the ground, and then it would be returned to us as old scholars.
Where was this buried? Was it buried like at your school or at your house? Or?
I think they put it under the playground maybe or somewhere odd.
Okay, well, so they'd have to dig up the whole playground and dig it up again.
Yeah, no, nothing like that as yet. I think it's going to be there for 20 years, maybe.
Wait, was it just you or was it your whole year at school you finished year 12?
They do something similar every year. There's probably stuff buried all the way through that campus.
Just imagine in 20 years, it's like, right, which one were you? Were you under the swings or were you under the slide? We can't remember.
Did you hear about that, actually? A school did lose their time capsule, the big one, from when they first... When they first opened, they were like, oh, we'll put some stuff in here in celebration of the new school. And they've had, like, bobcats and stuff in there trying to find...
Oh, so they didn't... No one made a mental note of where it was.
There's a map, but apparently it's not right. It's like, it was supposed to be under this rock about a couple of metres down, but it ain't there.
I remember, actually, now you mentioned, I remember my school did something similar where they buried a time capsule. My school was quite old, like made in the 1900s or something.
Yep.
So they made a time capsule there, and then they knew it was there, but they decided to build a new building on top of it, so now they can't get to it.
Classic. That's gold. Mm. So it's actually now got to the point where people are thinking longer term, Jordan.
Okay.
Not thinking 10, 20 years. I bring you now the decided idea of a millennia.
Right.
All right. So they're going to put stuff down in the Earth's crust for a millennia.
Just quickly, I feel a little bit silly asking, but how long is a millennia?
That's a long time.
You don't know.
It's a long time. Do you want to check?
Should we go with just 100 years and
no,
hope that's,
well, that's
right?
That's not 100. Wait, is it? Nah, it's got to be 1,000, surely. Jeez.
That does fill me with confidence knowing you don't know, because I was thinking, geez, I'm an idiot. How do I not know this?
I'm pretty sure it's a millennia.
Is a millennia the same as a millennium?
Go with it. Yeah.
Millennia. Here we go. Millennia is a period of 1,000 years.
Yeah, see?
Okay, we were a bit off.
I knew it.
No, you knew it. You didn't say it.
I said 1,000 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
We'll have to review the tape.
So this place, it's in Norway. Mm-hmm. It's in for safekeeping, it's in an Arctic coal mine. They've put 400,000 pieces of art, like digital copies, mind you. Mm-hmm. So someone's just chucked a USB down a mine. Like, that'll do.
See you in 1,000 years. Like, right, someone remember it.
Yeah. So now we have a top five things that you wish to preserve. Anything making your list, Jordan?
Oh, so if I was putting anything in?
Nah, I got it. I got this.
Okay.
Here it is. All right, number five. Selfies from Kim Kardashian's Instagram account.
They're the most important things of the year 2020, that.
Yeah. Well, people seem to care about it, don't they?
Well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, true.
Coming in at number four, someone's house keys.
Why?
Well, human beings are obsessed with owning a house, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's a good, you know, when the aliens come, when the asteroid hits the planet and in a millennia they dig up this, you know...
Yeah, but
time capsule.
In 1,000 years, we won't use keys. They'll have, like, eye retina scanners or something like that.
But they'll understand that we were obsessed with owning homes.
Okay. Well, what were these people, in 2020, these Neanderthals, what were they doing with small metal objects?
Yeah, tools.
Yes. What are these?
So, coming in at number three, a bottle of champagne, because you might as well celebrate when you're cracking open a time capsule.
Exactly.
And coming in at number two, a lightsaber.
Why?
Because we haven't worked out how to make it yet.
Oh, okay.
So when the aliens dig it up...
In 1,000 years ago.
Oh, look at this. We could fix this for them.
All right. Yeah, no, I endorse.
And coming in at number one on the top five things that need to be preserved and kept for a millennia, which is 1,000 years...
Yes. As we both knew and didn't just have to Google.
...is a DVD of Titanic. Is that still the highest selling film of all time?
I thought Avatar took over.
No, but aliens don't want to rock up and see a movie about other aliens.
Aliens, welcome to Earth. We made a movie about you guys. Look, we're not blue. We don't have tails. What's this?
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's a bit awkward.
Oh.
Yes, I had a bit of an awkward incident in a
Were you naked at the time?
No, but...
Semi-naked.
I was in a public bathroom.
Right.
Doing the business.
Okay, right. Well, the how do we go about this?
Well, look, I'll just tell you the story, and then I think that's just easiest.
Okay, were you standing up?
Yes.
Good, okay.
So last night, a couple of friends went to a drinking establishment to enjoy a few beverages and a schnitzel, responsibly, of course.
Yep.
You don't want to get out of control with your schnitzel consumption.
Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Palmy. You are so...
Yes,
such a basic,
it was a palmy.
Such a basic visual.
It was a Parmigiana.
Yeah, nice.
No, but so I went to the bathroom at this particular pub we were at, and they had, due to COVID reasons, in between the urinals, they had these kind of dividers.
Okay.
That were kind of made of solid, kind of black plastic, I assume, kind of dividing, which, side note, when COVID's over, can we keep them? Because I think they're for the best.
Okay, yeah.
But so you kind of can't see right or left, not that you'd want to look anyway, as you're going.
Right.
So I was standing there doing what people do in the bathroom.
Okay, yes, Jordan, we're familiar.
And Simo, you know, from a guy's public bathroom perspective, there is a couple of unwritten rules.
Mm.
One of them is... No chat.
Don't say.
You are not that person that talks while you're going to the toilet. You are not that person.
Depends how confident you are. Because sometimes you...
Depends how drunk you are also.
Yeah, it's like transmission issues. Because you have to be confident, right? Otherwise, you just end up standing there.
Mm.
Like, this is a very much a male problem.
Yes.
If you feel some awkwardity, I'll coin that word. if you feel some awkwardness... Then it's very hard to get it done, to take care of business. So you need to be confident. So sometimes I find, you know, if you just prove that you are the man in the room.
You're the weirdo that talks to people while they're at the urinal.
That's it. If you go hard on confidence, then it's you're in and out much quicker.
Okay, well, unless you're Simo, no one talks to the urinals. And I was observing this rule. I'm standing there doing my business, and then I hear some footsteps walking in of a guy who kind of goes to one of the urinals at the other side of the room and starts doing his business. We're in silence. All is well in the world.
Yes.
Until he starts talking. Until he kind of says, "So, how are you going there?"
Nice.
I didn't respond. And then he kind of says, "Are you almost finished?" And I'm like,
"Stop talking."
I'm like, "Okay, awkward. Finish. Stop." It's like, and then he goes, "Make sure you shake it." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?"
Oh, he's got the kid, right?
I didn't realize he'd walked in with presumably his kid as well, who he was talking to.
Gold.
But that was quite awkward for me. He goes, "Shake it." I'm like, "I'm not finished yet."
My personal favorite is when it is nothing but silence in the public toilet, and then there's two guys in there at opposite ends, and nothing is happening. Nothing is happening.
I think what's more weird is you describe that as your personal favourite.
It's so funny.
Is that what?
It's just like you're standing
there. You go
like,
to the pub,
man.
You're not even there to drink. You're just, "Hello, just hang around in the bathroom." "Oh, hello, my personal favourite's happening."
It's just,
"Hello, gentlemen."
Not when it's happening to me, but as in when it occurs, it is just
when
such
you're just
a...
there, a spectator in the toilet just with popcorn going, "Oh, here we go." Dear.
No, the fact that I know it's happening, because it's happened to me before, right? It's so super awkward. There's nothing but silence, no movement, nothing is happening, and it's just very stressful. And then one person will suddenly flush the urinal just to try and help both of you out.
Okay, I must admit, I'm going to come clean. That has happened to me once before. And all I was thinking in that moment is, if a meteorite hit the earth now, I wouldn't be sad.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And you got to watch out for the cops.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Now, you're always on your best behaviour, Jordan.
They'll hang in now that my microphone's on. I will be on my best behaviour. I mean, you always keep an eye out for cops. Only if you're breaking the law, they tend to come and have a chat to you. If you're a law-abiding citizen, what I have found in my life is they leave you alone.
Have you had a chat with a boy in blue?
Not recently.
Oh, how recent is not recent?
You're questioning me.
Yeah.
As if you're wearing kind of a bluish t-shirt today, so are you kind of trying to impersonate a cop?
I've got my ID on me.
Yeah. I don't think you do, because your wallet's in the other room.
Good spotting.
No, I don't know when the
only
last...
a criminal would notice things like that.
Yeah. Good point.
There you go.
No, I don't know when the last time. When was the last time you had a...
I got breath tested in Cooma the other day.
Okay.
Lots of RBTs out and about.
You were fine, I assume.
Yeah, I said, did you listen to the radio? Like, nah, mate. What are you... Who are you?
Okay, so we can insult that cop, that specific one. He's not listening.
He's not listening.
What's his name? Tom or something?
Sergeant someone or other.
Oh, Sergeant someone or other. Make sure you avoid him. He's got bad breath.
What a piece of work. But no, passed with flying colours and on I went. I was shirtless at the time, actually. Is that... Because I was wondering if that was... Is that an issue? You're allowed to... How many... What's public nudity and what's not if you're in your own vehicle?
Well, I assume you had shorts on or something.
Yeah, I had pants on, yeah.
Okay, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of those cop shows filmed at, like, Byron Bay. It's like, oh, shirts, no shirts, just, like, the uniform.
That's it.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's cops walking around with no shirts on hot days.
Now, the reason I bring up cops is it's been reported, this went down in SA over the last couple of days, police were called to a work site at 3:30 a.m. They sent the dog squad in because a gentleman was seen with a torch floating around on this worksite where he wasn't supposed to be.
I mean, you know when you get... The police must know 3:30 in the morning they get a call to go anywhere. It's not going to be a good thing.
Send in the dogs.
They Actually, now I think about it, if the police get a call at any time of day, it's probably not going to be a good thing.
Send in the dogs. They've got better night vision. So that's the resources they used. Now, what I wanted to focus on was how this guy tried to escape.
So, yeah, so sorry, what was it? So he was just wandering around this
work site. Just with a torch.
Okay, yeah. I can see how that would be suspicious, yeah.
So he did get caught by the police. And what I wanted to focus on was during the pursuit, how he tried to get away.
Well, not successfully would be the way he tried to get away.
It was a high-tempo chase.
Okay.
In that he just stood there and pretended to be a statue in the worksite.
Dead set, actually.
Correct, yeah. He stood there as the dog squad moved in and assumed the position of a statue and stood by one of the walls.
What must the police have thought? There's the criminal standing perfectly still. Well, this is easy.
They should have put a dollar in his hat and then he would have moved for them.
Oh, is he? Oh, so he... I assume he didn't paint himself gold and pretend to be one of those statues.
No, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, obviously.
I don't know what he was thinking. A, pretending to be a statue. B, wandering around a work site at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
It's probably not the smartest move.
I'm just practicing my stat. I got to be amongst the statues to work on my craft.
This is the perfect place to practice being a human statue.
What are you doing with the torch? Nothing.
Simo and Jordan.
I do want to have a chat about the actual band, the Beatles.
Yeah. Here they are, actually, by the way. Hold me, love me. Such wholesome gentlemen.
Don't normally get a run, that song. Well, maybe we should bring it back somehow. Nah. Lady Gaga into the Beatles.
We'll indulge you for now. There you go.
Thank you, Simo. It has been a hard day.
That's it. Just move your hips just a little bit.
No one wants to see that. Also, the reason I bring up the Beatles is because Sir Paul McCartney, of course, one of the band members.
Yes.
He's still kind of, I think he's late 70s, early 80s now. I could be wrong. But he's still doing some shows.
Yes.
Admittedly not with the vigour that the Beatles had back in the day. But he's still doing some shows.
Yeah, he's got that song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I don't know, I haven't heard.
It's a bit odd.
He's got that song with Kanye West and Rihanna, which is also a bit of an odd three people on a song together.
It makes you think he must be a bit of a dude, right?
I'm sure he's one of the Beatles, of course he is.
If you've got Kanye's number, you're a bit of a dude, I think.
Do you reckon he's calling Kanye much? Kanye just looks at his phone. It's Paul McCartney. Why is he calling me?
No, he looks at his phone. He's like, who's Paulie? He's got like a couple of rockets on there. And what his nickname for Paul McCartney? Paul McCartney dog. That's all I got.
Well, Paul McCartney has admitted to in a recent interview when he is doing his shows nowadays.
Yep.
He has a teleprompter on kind of the sort of, well, so we can read the lyrics off that as he's singing.
Well, the bloke's ancient.
I wouldn't call him ancient.
He's
but
older than the mummy.
I wouldn't say that before we start insulting one of the greatest musicians ever.
He's older than the space program.
Do you have beef with Paul McCartney? Is that what we're trying to do?
I'm just saying he's very old.
How old? You're Googling him now. How old is he?
Do you want to have a stab at it?
I'd say late 70s, early 80s.
Okay. Nice. 78.
Yeah, okay.
But he's been married 3 times. That's going to take its toll.
Well, so he does have an auto cue on with the lyrics when he's singing on stage so we can read them. Hmm. But not because of, like, old age. Not because he's forgetting the lyrics or anything like that. It's for a totally different reason. And a reason that is very close to my heart.
Okay.
He is quoted as saying he has an auto cue on when he's singing because when he starts singing, he just starts thinking, oh, what am I going to have for dinner?
Interesting.
And just as he's singing his songs, like, maybe we'll have the soup and then maybe we'll just, or should we not have the soup and just go for a main course?
He'll start singing that?
No, he'll start thinking that while he's singing.
Okay.
So I think he's trained himself to kind of see the lyrics on the auto cue, be able to sing them, play a guitar at the same time, while in another part of his brain he's kind of going, do I want the lamb or the chicken? What am I going to have for dinner?
Okay.
I mean, little insider fact that I'm reading all of this off an auto cue right now and thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch. So me and Paul McCartney are basically the same.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to concentrate on the lyrics?
Oh, mate, he's 79. He's been singing those songs for like 60 years.
Yeah.
Let him think about something else. I'm sure it must get a bit repetitive.
Well, he's worth $800 million, so...
Yeah. When you're worth $800 million, you can afford to have an auto cue.
Yeah.
And you can afford to be thinking about
man,
what you're having for dinner.
He's so old.
Stop saying he's not that old.
He's older than...
He's older than a lot of things. We can establish that.
But he's got Kanye West's number. That'll keep him young.
I'd really love to know. Do you reckon that's Paul McCartney contacting Kanye saying, do you want to do a song?
Or
Kanye...
Other way around.
Kanye contacting a member of the Beatles and asking, hey, do you want to sing this song with me?
I think Kanye's calling everyone. You best be...
Paul McCartney's like, Kanye West wants to do a song with me?
You best be thankful that he doesn't have your number. I just think Kanye calls everyone.
I know.
Yeezy's on the phone 24 hours a day.
I know, yeah, if you have Kanye's number, you're not getting anything else done.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Where do you put all your coins? You know how you always end up with the shrapnel?
Well, I do have a couple of coins kind of starting to mount up on my desk.
Oh, yeah?
Which is kind of useful.
Where's the desk? Oh, here at work.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know where it is. If they go missing after the show, I'll know who's taken them.
It's stupid of me to think you'd have a desk at home and do work. That would be an odd thought.
I do have a desk. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Where do you...
Well, actually, I do have a desk, but it's just covered in clothes.
Where does the coins mount up at home? In the wash or...?
Yeah, normally in the wash. No, I don't know. I didn't really... Since sort of COVID's happened, obviously a lot less people are using cash. So
yeah, you're a plastic man.
A lot less people. Actually, I don't even know. Do I have any coins in my wallet? I would be surprised if I do.
No, I don't.
Let's have a look. Should I have
a look? I can hear a jingle.
Oh, I've got three.
Look out.
I've got a 5 cent piece.
What year?
Okay. Are we actually doing this?
No. It's just that's my question. My dad always asks me because he collects them.
1988.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that a good one?
No, it's from Kitten.
It's a 5 cent piece. Unless they're from the 1800s, it's not going to be good.
You put your coins in places where they belong.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you for your feedback.
As opposed to... there is a gentleman who has put his money where he really shouldn't.
Okay.
Where do you think that might be?
There's lots of places where you shouldn't put your money.
Mm.
If you want me to guess all of them, we could be here all day.
Well, this guy, he put a coin up his nose.
Yeah, that is very much not where it should be.
Yeah. So...
Okay, the first question that springs to mind... Yeah, why?
He was 6 at the time.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, so he was 6 and he put a coin up his nose and then he was too scared to tell his strict mother...
She take my money!
..about it and then he later forgot.
Okay.
That's what's being reported. And so he is now 59 years of age.
Wow.
And the coin has only now been surgically removed...
So it's been in his nose. So 6, 59 is up 53 years, if my maths is correct.
Oh, yeah. So he's been living with a coin up his right nostril for 53 years.
Wow.
Unimpeded by the blockage.
I'd hope so. I'd hate to think he's been living in pain for 50-odd years.
Until recently, he started complaining that he couldn't breathe through the right nostril.
Which is bad.
He went to hospital. He's given a scan, which showed the fact that he'd stuffed this coin up his nose. You
know, he probably would have gone to hospital and, you know, everybody would have had the COVID test kind of. Have you seen it where the swab goes like up the nose?
Oh, geez. Yeah,
like,
no,
I think it's like 3 inches up the nose.
Frightening, Jordan.
They would have put the swab up and gone, hang on, it's blocked. Your nose is making a metallic sound.
Oh, dear. No, I was scared. Because doesn't that test, the one that they shove the cotton ball stem looking thing up your nose, doesn't it go all the way to your brain?
I don't think so. I'm not a doctor.
Okay, right.
But I don't think shoving cotton wool buds up your nose into your brain. I don't even know there's a passage there. I wouldn't say that shoving.
There is.
Thank you, Dr. Simo. No, thank you.
There is.
What? How do you know?
Because I've seen how the lobotomies were done.
Okay.
So, and that's disastrous. Yeah. So they pull out the brain through your nose. How do you think they do take the brain out for the sarcophagus?
Okay. Well, maybe there is a passage, but even if there was, and I'm going to take your words for that, there is some passage between your nose to your brain.
Yes.
Again, shoving anything, just kind of poking your brain with a cotton wool bud on the end of a stick is probably not recommended.
So this guy, he's since had the coin removed from his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Medics carried out the endoscopic surgery under general anaesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So he's knocked out for it. It had been up there since 1991. Unfortunately for him, the coin is no longer valid because it, during the fall of the USSR, now Russia, the coin is no longer in circulation.
Ah, that's
sadly.
Disappointing.
So he had to pay for it out of his own pocket rather than his own nose.
Yeah. Like, and there's a surgery all done. How would you like to pay? Is cash okay?
It's like they're partway through the operation. Do you reckon nose doctors say that kind of crap? Like, oh, he's got to pay through the nose. For this one, every nose job that's done on a model, it's like
if there is a nose doctor who is also a dad, they would have a field day.
I assume they are, Jordan.
I assume that their 99% of their job is making dad jokes, and 1% is actually doing the surgery.
Simo and Jordan, this is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.